Hey, welcome to this week's version of the Center's Kingdom Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Merle Skinner, and this is, of course, a ministry of the Christian Family and Children's Center. And I am just excited today to have Dr. Rich Hoffman in our office and doing this podcast with us. Rich is a friend, a long time. We've done some things together. I've been on his podcast. We've been at the Capitol together. We've been in other states at conventions together, but we never see enough of each other, Rich, but it's good to have you today. So,
hey, Merle, thanks for having me today. This is great.
So tell us a little bit, tell our audience a little bit about yourself, Rich, what you do. And
I am the clinical director and founder of Christian Counseling Associates. We started out of Western Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. My hometown is Greensburg. It's about 45 minutes east of Pittsburgh. And from there, we have now about 80 locations in five states.
That's amazing.
Our newest venture is Jonesboro, Arkansas. And we're sort of working our way backwards. So we're in West Virginia, we're in Ohio, New York, and hope we can keep that going. We also have a vibrant nonprofit mission that we call the Foundation for Christian Counseling. Mm-hmm. And that is where we raise funds so that nobody's turned away in our counseling. You're in some kind of gap, you don't have insurance, it's just, you know, crisis. We're gonna make sure that it's affordable for everybody, and everybody who calls, they could just come to Christian Counseling Associates. But then we're into a whole bunch of other stuff that you know, maybe we'll have time to talk about, especially our nationwide call center that specializes in life-affirming interventions for people who are struggling in that. So people are going in the pregnancy centers, people who have experienced that they're pregnant and don't know what to do. We want to connect them with a life coach. And you would be surprised with support at that moment, you know, how things can be pointed in another direction.
What a difference. And for those of you out there that are listening, many of you like to talk about these issues. We like to think, hey, where's the church? And Rich is a place that is providing legs for the church and for the community to actually walk with people and be with people. And folks, we need more of that. We need more and more and more. So Rich, tell everybody a little bit, just how do they get to your website in case they happen to live in one of those states and happen to be in the area close to find out a location?
Yeah, so I'll throw out a number and a website for our counseling and also for the foundation website. They're two, you know, separate entities, but you can call 724-396-1510. And the website is ccawpa.com. That's how in, you know, any five of the states, and we're expanding all the time. You know, you can get in touch with our counselors with a quick assessment. You'll get referred to somebody. It's really easy, and you can go on the website and sign up yourself and get into somebody's schedule without talking with anybody. It's really great.
And for our listeners out there, Rich is a site that we use for referrals when we aren't taking care of somebody local here. Rich's great stuff. So.
Thank you. Yeah, and then the crisis line with the foundation is free. You know, so you'll get life coaching there for free, and it's not just for, you know, life affirming. You know, we specialize with the pregnancy centers, but you know, whatever kind of event that you have, you can call into there, and you can go right on the website there. It's ffcc4u.com. It's ffcc4u.com. That's it. I mean, you know, we want to talk to anybody who wants to talk to us, and we don't want to turn anybody away. So connect with us. We'd love to.
Rich, how long has your organization been around? You've been around for a while.
Yeah. This is our 15th year.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. So, interesting. That takes us to our thoughts of our topic today. We both have this passion to reach our communities and to do, as you said earlier, we were talking, do some of the dirty work that is really hard to do. I mean, people need to help to be walked with. So one of the things we talked about a little bit today, talking about just the idea of the need for connection and for community and people's lives. So I frame that always in the context of what is God doing out there? Because there's some really exciting things. And for those of you who are listeners to the podcast, know we've have a variety of different people on that talk about that from a variety of different perspectives. It was interesting. Last week's guest was a DA and just talked about how implementing Christian principles as a district attorney change can change a culture, you mean, and what's going on in people's lives. So we're in a little different avenue today, but Rich, what do you see happening out there in terms of people's needs for community and connection? And I mean, you do this all the time, but it's a huge issue.
I've seen a lot of isolation, and it sort of crept up on us. Obviously, we were isolated during COVID and the shutdowns and restrictions. We thought that would come back. And in many ways it did, but it changed things, of course. And we see people now who are engaging things differently, especially with online. So our counseling was online probably lower than 10%. Now it's at 40%. And you had nationwide companies come in sending the message, you know, this is how you can get help. And churches that say, you know, you could do this from home on your couch. Now, I'm going to sound a little old school. I just never thought that way. But still, that has become more and more. And what we see is that people are having a tough time getting back to something real, which means online is a great tool. Nothing you see there is real. You know, you're seeing an image that is a representation of something that's reality. And to be fully healthy and fully connected, we need to be before something real. That's how we're designed. And so there's certain things that you give up. There's certain things that you miss. So I've always said that the church, more than any hospital or clinic, is the place for where you find healing, growth, and life-changing relationship. That's by God's design. And now I think that we see in America, at least, people are getting more and more disconnected from the real aspects of that. So I would use one example. I was looking for a place up in Buffalo, New York. And without mentioning names or anything like this, but this is a common experience, I called the pastor. And we got a call back maybe 2 days later. I had to go through the secretary, and I almost didn't get through. I'm a professional, though, and a devoted Christian. I know exactly what to say. I would say, though, I get through that gate probably 40% of the time. The pastor calls me back 2 days later and says, I'm busy this week. How about next week we can talk Tuesday or Thursday? And we played phone tag again. It's been 4 weeks, and I'm still not in touch with that pastor. There's many pastors who are unreachable. Now, on their side, I talk to them and they say, you know, everybody's calling me and I don't know what to do for some of these people. And so it further lends this to, there's people calling in crisis and they know that the church is there, but when they get that disconnect, that's it. They're going in some other direction and they might not be back to there because now it's inaccessible. We see that happening more and more. You know, we want to be coming alongside the churches where we're telling them it's okay to answer the phone. We'll take it. We'll take all the resources. We'll do everything, and we'll get it back to you. You need to answer that phone. It needs to be easier. And so, I really think it's tough right now. And
well, and let's Rich, just for a second, because I know what you're saying. You're not saying that online's bad and that virtual's not bad. It's just, it's a tool, but it's not the tool, right? And I think that we miss that. I see that in employment. I have people say, oh, I want to work from home. This is great. I want to work from home. But they lose their connectedness to people and those kinds of things too. So that I think that's the real challenge, isn't it? Is how we use these tools in a healthy way and not as an escaping way.
Absolutely. So we have a counseling process that we talk a lot about. I don't know if we talked about this last time, but I catch myself promoting this in that we want to be profoundly involved in a church, connected to it through a life group. You know, those are your people. And it's the extension of your family. It's the spiritual family. It's the center of your life. And so these people should know everything about you. In any given church, I think that, you know, maybe that's going on. And some churches say, hey, we're doing great. But on average, I think people are disconnected in the church. They're lucky to get there on Sundays in person.
That's, and we're talking about people who love the Lord and are Christians too. We're not just talking about disconnected people from the faith. We're talking about people that are actually have faith, but somehow that's become acceptable that we're not connected, right?
And we talk about this process of transparency and accountability, where as well as I can, I need to tell you what I struggle with and what I have joy in that's deep enough that nobody can see it. Mm-hmm. I have to open up to people and then receive feedback, mm-hmm. accountability. Mm-hmm. Some of that is on target. Some of it is concerning. That's just the way that it goes.
Yeah.
And if we have that kind of connection, there's always this kind of recalibration that's happening. Yeah. And if we know how to get in there and do that quickly, mm-hmm. we have a chance to grow in Christ.
Yeah.
And so Henry Cloud would say in his publications, I really focus on him a lot. I like his stuff.
Got great resources. Yeah.
That God's plan A is people. So, we pray and we say, like, I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I think sometimes what the church is saying is, I want it to be me and Jesus, mm-hmm. but please don't involve anybody else. Right. But what Cloud's saying is, God's design is it's everybody else and you and Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you can't deal with that, you're rejecting that plan.
Let's talk about that, Rich, because there's lots of barriers to that, right? I mean, legitimate barriers. What do you see happening? Let's talk about the average person on the street, who struggles with being connected. What are the kind of things that you see as being huge barriers around that? I mean, I see a couple, but what are your thoughts?
There's a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I think for the average person, though, it is a mismatch in values. Mm-hmm. So that's not too complimentary. And I don't want to be critical to the folks out there, because I would include myself in this. Yeah. It is just the drift that we get pulled into in the mainstream of how you do life nowadays. Mm-hmm. And so we have clients who will come in, and that would be a good reference point. They want to talk about the problems that they're experiencing, especially the symptoms that they have. And this is a very important thing. However, in healing, what we're dealing with is how to get unstuck and start moving again, start growing again, and making that a priority, becoming goal-oriented and virtue-driven. Mm. So we get caught up in how I'm feeling instead of where am I going. Mm-hmm. That can all be resolved in counseling, right. in this primary, easy relationship of transparency and accountability. You should go to a counselor. It's challenging in a way, but you get used to it and you start working and you start opening up to that. And you'd be surprised. It does a lot.
Well, and the connectedness there and the modeling of connectedness there, right? As you talked about, I'm going to share something that's very hard for me to share, and somebody's going to join me in this and they're going to walk with me down this road. What a huge idea of community and connection, right? It's a beginning point.
Yeah, it's a very human contact that's full of hope and direction. And we were designed to be that way. Now, the next step is going into a group counseling. Mm-hmm. We call ours tag groups. Okay. We have them available. This is a movement. People start to say, wait a second. I like my counselor, yeah. but I don't have anything to do with these other people. Yeah. What about my confidentiality? People yeah. are going to know what's going on. No, I don't. I don't want it. And we say back that is a major part of what you're struggling with, is that this is connected to other people and other people are connected to you. Mm-hmm. And people will start to fight at that point to say, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I don't want connected.
Mm-hmm. It's too hard.
It's too hard. I don't know what to do there. Now, keep in mind what the life group in the church is it's the final step in counseling, right. to me, that those people in the church are peer counselors. They mm-hmm. outdo the professional counselor. As an expert, I would tell you that's what that is. Mm-hmm. And it's by God's design that those people will feed back to you, help you recalibrate. Mm-hmm. And then there's a supernatural thing that happens there where you are connected to spiritual nourishment, mm-hmm. The source of all that is life. And so I'm sorry, I can't be scientific about it. Although I could say I've seen the results of it. It can be measured.
Well, and there's research that supports that. I mean, without doubt. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's research that supports it. Professionals know about that. And so when we say, okay, your counseling is going to be done once you go through the tag group, and then once you go through the life group, then people are like, I don't even know how to find that. Mm-hmm. We do. Mm-hmm. but still people say, and I don't want that. I want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I want my regular 5 o'clock appointment. And now we live in a very different world. When I first started out in counseling 27 years ago, people would say, I don't want people to know that I have a counselor.
Yeah.
Now we have kids who are 8 years old saying, I want you to meet my counselor.
It is the thing, right?
And if you don't have one.
I'm like you, Rich. I'm like, I'm still not used to that. It's like, I'm worried about confidentiality. People are waving to me in the streets. And I'm like, what?
It's a status symbol sometimes. And I'm grateful that people are using counseling. Yep. You know, we always wanted that. We believe that these interventions are helpful. There's so much more. Mm-hmm. And so in the mainstream of counseling now, you know, past Prozac, is it's very symptom oriented. We want to take your symptoms down to zero, which is unrealistic. Every day of our lives, there's going to be anxiety and letdowns and things that we could get depressed about. We have to face those things.
Right.
That's what the best of counseling helps you face reality.
Right.
That's where your mind's going to operate the best. And that's the best of church life.
Yeah.
You know, God is going to point you to the true realities of why we're here and where we're going.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that value, that conflicting value now. Like, I don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and you get into some things. So we teach people how to get right in there. Cause, you know, when I'm meeting with a life group or I'm in a counseling session, I know exactly what to do to make the most use of that time. Well, we see people when they first get there be like, what do I do with this? I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Right, right. It is a skill set, isn't it? I mean, that's part of that community skill set. How do I become a part of a community? How do I share appropriately? How do I listen appropriately? How do I withhold? How do I give? Those kinds of things are really tough skill sets, but they're all very natural. So part of a as you said, in a small group with good leadership, right? Let's say that as well, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was a... Well, what was his name? Putnam writes Bullying Alone. You know, like puts all this research behind how people are more isolated than ever. And it's true. Yeah. The culture used to be community oriented and that went away. And so we're forced to be intentional about it and to know that that is a wise move, but it takes long-term planning. So when we're talking with people, we're talking about something that takes years to build in your life or that you would start to make choices when you're in a position of influence for your family and some really tough choices. So say for instance, the client that I had, he has a job that is like on a rotating shift. And so he can never be in church on Sunday on a regular basis, nor can he engage something that we have because it's this one night.
Right. Right.
And I remember way back, and this was just something that I had to do, that God made very clear to me, and it just happened by chance. I'm not taking credit for it, but I had to tell my employer, say like, look, I'm a Christian. I want Sundays off. This is like a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And you know, this was back when I was like working the snack bar in college and they said, you're fired. Yeah. So, it would have been really tough if that was my, you know, job today that I support my whole family on.
Right.
But still, it's wherever you get this started, it has to happen. You know, like one of the big movers were for me that I could make priorities in my schedule and I could take ownership over that. And people agree to be out of control about that. They just are going to let somebody else dictate that. And you run in a 24/7 society now where just by chance, you're on the outside of it.
It is too. And I think that, and we've also validated isolation a little bit, you know, people would start to say, well, it's really okay that I'm alone. It's okay that I'm in my house by myself all the time. And it's really not okay, isn't it? It's really, and again, we're not trying to be judgmental about people's lifestyles. What we're trying to say is that if you're not connected, you're missing something really important.
Yeah. So we experience this all the time with counselors that, oh, we have a counselor coming to us recently who she had to sign an agreement that faith was not to be shared in the workplace. I can't even believe that could be true.
Isn't it something? I mean, with
she,
all the
she
reasons.
She swears it, though. You know, it's true. It was a piece of paper I needed to sign.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you know, you have in the Bible, now is it Acts chapter 4, yeah, where they're asking Peter and what is it, Peter and Silas?
Yeah.
I don't want to miss, but yeah, you know, don't mention the name of Jesus. Right. And so you're given clear instructions. Yeah. You can't agree to that because yes, they right. say no, and then we're not, we can't do it. Sorry, right. Mm-hmm. At the risk of their lives. And we're getting back into a real place where we have to take some risks. And so this counselor was saying that this job is, that's the beginning of the end. I can't mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
And that you do have real choices to alternatives now to go off and do something in the Christian community. I guess at some point all those jobs were taken, but I can reliably tell you that in the Christian community now, in almost any position, they need about three people.
I absolutely true. And I'd say that's an employer too. Like we're always, in fact, we were actually fully staffed for a couple months and I was like, I don't believe this. Could this be really true? Like, it's just such an unnatural position. There's not enough people. There's not enough Christians. And there's too much work for Christian organizations that are really active and engaging and working. There's too much to be done. Which brings me to another point about this, I guess, when we get to Rich. God is doing something in America. And again, we were talking about this before the show. But the reality is that I think we all agree with that, you know. And we're at some decision-making points. I'm to a point where I see what God's doing, what people are saying, and I see some cultural changes happening, revivals happening. But it is going to be easy for people to miss the connections and the community that goes along with that because it takes risks, right? Yeah. You've got to say, I want to get on board with that. I want to go try that. I mean, we've done this huge project here, Rich. You know, it's been really interesting, this multi-million-dollar gym, you know, that we're building.
I just took the tour. It's very nice.
We're so excited about it. I mean, it's really excited, you know, to have people have 25 people show up that didn't know how to play pickleball that want to learn how to play pickleball. They want to, you know, they want to exercise. But it's been interesting because a lot of it's been volunteer up. It's just the nature of the way we have budget. We've had a lot of giving for it, but in order to do something really, really nice. And it's funny how the actual process of coming and doing this is hard for people to do. It's kind of like, oh yes, I'm going to give up an evening to do this, but they come and they, and me too. And we come back and we say, this is really fun. I'd normally come on Saturdays. There was just such a point in my life. I love being connected. I mean, I'm when I get some time alone, I don't know about you, but when I get some time alone, I like cherish it. And I say, this is really amazing. Yeah. But so I love to be connected. I'm designed that way, but, I couldn't come to a Saturday work day because I had other things to do, which were really important. And I found myself missing the fellowship and the connection. Absolutely. And the work that, you know, it's kind of like but it takes a risk. I could sit at home and say, I'm too busy. I can't do that. You know, it's really too hard. I don't want to do it. But the double blessings that come out of being connected in this case, in something very different than I normally do. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I walk home saying, boy, that was a lot. I don't know how I created that time, but what amazing. See you guys next week. It's.
Well, let me just say, you know, Christian Family and Children's Center, you know, what an amazing place. And we used to have Christian schools. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, in my mind, there was a lot of Catholic schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still around, yeah. But not as prominent as they used to be. Mm-hmm. The Catholic Church has gone through a lot of stuff, you know, in the past decade. And it's hurt that movement. All these things being built. And I look back and say, wow, as a culture, we're really missing those kind of things. And now you have to make a choice. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the priorities of, okay, go to your employer and set these priorities. Now you're in your family. And more I'm running into parents who are saying, I just can't do it. I can't send them into the public school with mm-hmm. all of this crazy stuff going on mm-hmm. and things that don't share our values. That you could come to a place like this, like mm-hmm. your school.
And many other around the country. I mean, there's just
multi-million-dollar gym mm-hmm. being built. This is a really great place, but you have to choose it. And
you have to sacrifice, right, Rich? That's
right. You're not getting, yeah. you know, I know that this is growing, you know, but it's not as easy as far as like you don't get the tax dollars or whatever. You know, maybe it's a little bit more of a commute. Mm-hmm. In many ways, that's what we now have to choose to build is mm-hmm. those connections, rebuild those kind of structures that, you know, really preserve our way of life.
If the church doesn't do that and there's spiritual revival, we're going to end up a little bit like we were in the 60s, you know, when in the Jesus movement. If you're interested in that, by the way, we have a podcast of a couple of us old folks that went through the Jesus movement. Really interesting. But, you know, there's no place to go. Like, where do you go? Like, what do you do with all this new Jesus stuff? And you have to have a place to play that out. And the church needs to be strong. You know, the Christian communities, Christian counseling, there has to be all kinds of avenues that are distinctly Christian by worldview that are places for people to connect and do this. And so, Rich, let me do, because I know you've done this for a while. I know we're going to run out of time like we always do. But let's talk about leadership and the effects of leadership on that, because we were talking about that a little bit earlier. But I find as a leader, there are certain roles that I need to take, certain risks that I need to take, certain energy that I have to do. That is kind of counterintuitive at times to actually make sure that we can build places where community can happen. Can you talk about that at all in your life and your ministry and what you see happening?
Well, to me, I always like to say that it was easy. There was a lot of things that I just had to do. Mm-hmm. I think about the days where I was very young. I was identified as somebody who could teach Bible school, but I really didn't know the Bible too well. Mm-hmm. You know, so now I had to go to these year-long Bible classes that happened every week, and I developed lifetime friends. I mean, if that was 25, 27 years ago, there's people who I was in that class with that I still know today who like help me out all the time, listen to me when I'm going crazy or whatever. And because I had to do that, I know the Bible, you know, God's word has grown, you know, in my mind and heart and guides me. It was easy, for, you know, because I had to. Some people, you know, you're not going to be elected as a Bible teacher, but, you know, now that I've taught the Bible for 27 years, every Sunday I have to be prepared for this lesson. It's easy. Maybe you find yourself as I'm the person who's going. And then on from there, the leader is going to be the person who's out front and building these things. And it's always a sacrifice. You know, for me and these things that I had to do, you know, at least it was I was doing this instead of that. And eventually, people who are not there with you are going to have some type of problem with it. And then there's going to be financial sacrifices. In the Christian community, I've never gotten involved in something that looked like a good deal right away. I think that that's God's design. I just, you know, because this is what I would tell you, that there's, you know, in the long run, and how God gives us creative ability, all of this is a fantastic deal. The world is in reverse. Everything seems like it's a great deal right away. And it doesn't take a leader to pick that up. You're not doing anything by taking the easy deal that has all the advantages. If you're the person who can get in there and make something out of something, you know, make an opportunity and then realize on the back end of that, that that was God, you know, working, you know, through people.
And there's going to be opportunity again. I could be wrong. I'm not prophetic. I don't claim to be, but I believe there's opportunity as we go through this, whatever we're calling as a Christian community, the rebirthing of America. There's going to be opportunity for us to do things that could have never been done 20 years ago. And there's research and there's practice. I mean, think about our lives in the counseling field. You remember when it was like, I'm a Christian counselor. What's that mean? You know, like, you know, and now we have groups like AACC and other places that validate that, but it takes work to build something in the kingdom.
Yeah. You'll work your brains out. And at the end, God will show you that he'll do something with that beyond your imagination. And we have in history, God doing that all the time. Through the Christian community, putting it in the center of the public square. And so that to me is leadership, is jumping into that and being really good at relationship. Primarily it's relationship building. So that's going to happen through marriage, through family. And even as I mentioned that, there's plenty of people who are experiencing pain right now because they're thinking of where they failed. And we have to, you know, have the courage to know where we've been wrong instead of insisting on people recognize where we're right.
Right.
And to know that we can start over. If you're like me and you're thinking about some of the disasters, you know, in relationship history, but we need to acknowledge that those are the leaders in the church that can get past personal issues and dysfunction and maintain relationships over the long haul.
Grow through it. Think of Moses, right? First, Moses' first defense was, no, not me. I, you know, a lot of people think it was an excuse, but I believe he really just said, I can't do this. You know, I really can't do this. Yeah. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you can grow and you can work and you can accept forgiveness and give forgiveness. That's where the rubber meets the road, right, Rich? I mean, as we think about this from a mental health perspective or any kind of perspective, this is the opportunity where things can happen. And it can be a snowball, right? It can be, collaboration creates opportunity and really, really hard stuff, but good stuff.
And the rebuilding of America, I completely believe in that. I'm very optimistic. We have a choice in that. I believe that comes from God. The future is not set, you know, for the people of America and the families that could be involved in it. And I remember the first church that I was in, and maybe it's every church in America, that the leaders were arguing over what color the wall should be and the way that the fan was turning right or left, you know. But the when you get into that with people, when they've lost sense of what the true purpose is, that's a referral for counseling. And we got to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I don't know what if you agree with this, Rich, but I believe, I don't want to say for the first time, because God's done all kinds of things throughout the history of the church. But we live in a time right now where there is all kind of resources available for healthy growth, leadership, community. I mean, people that are having trouble with community, as you said, there's counseling, there's leadership classes, there's all kinds of stuff that's out there right now from a Christian worldview that can take us, that we can take the kingdom to the next level, man. My encouragement is if you're a leader out there and you're struggling, let's figure out a way to get this done. Let's figure out. And some of that may be starting with counseling yourself, right? And trying to say, hey, I've got to set aside some of the things that I've, that some of the barriers that I've not been willing to work with, right? Or work through. Maybe I've got to ask for forgiveness. Maybe I've got to do whatever, but you can do that. And we can go and see exciting things for the kingdom here.
Absolutely. You got to get to the place where you can hold things together. And on days, I know that's challenging for every one of us.
Absolutely.
Including me. Although building a track record like that, those are your leaders. Mm-hmm. And they're builders. And we need people out there right now building.
Absolutely.
So I advocate for that. And, you know, Merle, you're a builder. And I'm
I laugh. I told somebody that's the story that they said, well, this must be amazing. I said, let me tell you about the journey. But I remember God distinctly calling us as young kids. I mean, this is 43 years ago, Rich. I mean, a long time. And I remember it was funny. They said, well, man, how did it all happen? I said, well, I can remember what happened. Some of the things happened like, yeah, I'm going to build this center and God does great things to, we can rent a facility. And the first step in building it was to figure out how to put drywall on the ceiling because we couldn't get a fire. And it's like, that was the shock to me. It's like, what, you know, I've got to do this. That's what, again, if you look at scripture, that's what God says. Okay. So let's walk together in this. Let's do this. Let's walk out your calling in fear and trepidation. Yeah. Right.
So yeah, literally, you know, I've seen pictures, they might be on the website still, but of you literally building big, huge structures you know, out here in Champion, you know, that's awesome.
Well, God's good. And tie it all back together. Again, I know Rich and I are both therapists. We're talking mental health here. We're talking community is spirituality. Spirituality is mental health. I mean, as we look at us from a developmental perspective, but the reality is we're encouraging you. Don't settle for isolation. Don't settle for not being a part of something. Everybody's has a certain tolerance for how much they can be a part of things. I get that, right? Everybody doesn't have to be running. And we're certainly counselors here. We're not saying leave your wife and go out and be part of community. We're not suggesting that. We're saying as families, as individuals, get connected, stay connected, you know, be at church, be in small groups. So,
amen.
Rich, any last closing comments for you?
I'm just glad to be a part of this. You know, I'm out here at the podcast of your school. It's great to see you. And again, you know, great to have this opportunity to talk about connection. It's something we really believe in. So everything that you say, I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. And Rich and I can look at, we keep saying to each other, we should be more connected. And time is our barrier, right? And lots of activity. But Rich, tell them one more time, if they want to get a hold of you or if they want to get a hold of one of your counselors, how do they do that?
Yeah, so Christian Counseling Associates, 5 states and soon to be across the country. Come work for us or just come be a part of the counseling. You can be a part of it by putting your life back together, getting connected. Phone number 724-396-5000. 1510 works anywhere in the world, or ccawpa.com, and just go on the website and sign up for a session. You'll connect with us. It's super easy.
Yeah, I would encourage you to connect with this great organization, no matter what level you can do that. So, Rich, thanks for being here. For those of you that are out there, if you want to know more about the center, go to www.champion.org. You can find stuff about our counseling, about our community work, about the new gym. If you're local and you want to come learn how to play pickleball, Barb and I played pickleball. It was our first date night for pickleball, Rich. It was, she said, "How do you feel?" I said, "I feel pretty good." I went home and we're laying in bed and I'm like, "I'm really sore." But so if you guys are interested in those things, please do that. Again, counseling, school, childcare, a variety of different things that are going on here. Please check out the podcast at champion.org/podcast. This will be on there, and you can find out about more about what's going on in a lot of different avenues of family work, public policy, all kinds of interesting things. So thanks for being here. Rich, do you care? I'm going to ask you to close for us today.
With some prayer. So. Thanks, bro. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for the provision that you give us in community. And as we have reflected on that today, Lord, we pray that you give us wisdom to reorder our priorities in a way that is by your design, to realize that God's plan A, your plan, Lord, is people. You didn't have to do it that way, but that is what you want. Mm-hmm. So let us fall into line. Let us follow your leading. Give us a vision for, in our own personal sphere of influence, how that needs to happen. So we pray this blessing for ourselves, for our families, and for our community, and for the connection that is yet to come, Lord, that will lead to an eternity with you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again, Rich. See you guys next week.